Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. Today is all about Berachas Kahanim. Mamash from A to Z about Berachas Kahanim. So we have a Kohen here, luckily, asking for some pointers. And here we go. Today's share is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, the Ilan Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer, Ben Yamin HaKohen. We're up to Gufa, 5 lines from the bottom on Lamed Chesamed Beis. Gufa, Tana, Abba Brei, Derav Minyamin Barchia. We said yesterday that Am Sha'achore Kahanim, people that are behind the Kahanim, Einan Bichlal Bracha. You're not Bichlal the Bracha. If you're behind, here in the shul, like the rabbi always has to move in the front table, because they're behind the Kahanim. They have to move. What about the ladies? Do the ladies have to move upstairs? So my wife told me they do move, because they're also behind the Kahanim upstairs. So she told me they do. It's actually about chlokes, because yesterday we said that if they're only kahanim in the shul, then who do they make a bracha for? So the Gemara said they make a bracha for the people in the fields. What about the women? Want to make a bracha for them? So Mishnah Berurah says that women would not, even though we said yesterday that women are included in the mitzvah of brachas kahanim, that we wouldn't be goyim a bracha just for them. It's a little difficult if that needs a beer. Yeah?
Why isn't there a list of somebody who's not grown and can't do it at night?
I know, it's a good question. I don't know, it's a very good question. But he says over here, this is in the Pisgei Teshuvos, he quotes that, where is it? Here it is. That we're going to have in a minute about the mechitza. If a mechitza is a hefsik for the powers of Berachas Kahanim working. And the Gemara is going to say it's not a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. So what about a balcony? I didn't see anyone say this in print. He says over here, Yesh lahakpid sheyiyah ezras nashim gam b'shar tzadikah be'sekhanazis v'lo rach b'tzad midrach. In other words, you shouldn't have the ladies section be in a place where they're not going to be facing the kahanim. Right? Oh, the women can be behind because it's only women. No, we don't say that. They should at least be on the side. Because as we said, as the Mishnah Berurah said, not putting aside the fact that we don't make a bracha only for them, but nashim bechlal habracha, they're included. They're certainly included. So my wife told me yesterday, she says the women do move. I thought they didn't, but she says they do. I guess it's, they're quieter than we give them credit for. We don't even know they're moving. Anyway, Toshma, the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Afilu. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Pshita, it's those pshita that arichei ba'ape gutze lo mafsiki. A short guy in front of a tall guy, that's not a mafsik, that's not a hefsik. A short guy's in the back and a tall guy's in the front. But we say the brachas kahana doesn't reach the short guy because he's being mafsik by the tall guy. That's fishona. Pshita. Teiva lo mafsik. The biva is not mafsik. Mechitza. What about a mechitza? What about the mechitza? So Toshma, the Amar of Shuban Levi, Afilu Mechitza Shal Barzel Ein Of Sekes Ben Yisrael Levi Shal Shem. Even the Mechitza of Barzel can't separate the Jews from their Hashem. So of course the Mechitza is not going to be a Hesek. And a balcony, so why should the balcony be any different? Why should it be any different? Right? There are shuls where the men are also in the balcony. Right? There are shuls that the men also sit upstairs. So why should it be any different? Mestam, it's not different. Mestam, it's not different. I don't know, because I'm not sure if they're talking about a mechitza in shul. This is going to be talking about some guy put up a partition. I don't know if it's a din of mechitza. No? I don't know. I never did research on that topic. Next, Iboy Elohu. Zdod in Mai. What if the people are on the sides? What if they're on the sides? In other words, they're not behind, but they're on the side, adjacent to. Are they included? So we're going to say yes. How do you know? From this week's parsha, Para Aduma. Paraduma to Mechitza? Yeah. Paraduma to Berachas Kahanim? Yeah. Omar Abamar Rav Ashi Toshma Ditnan. In order to sprinkle Paraduma on something and make it Tahar, the Kohen who does the sprinkle has to have Kavana. So, this is the only non-Berachas Kahanim we're going to have today. Even without a Kohen. So, let's say Ditnan. Nitzchavin Lahazel Lavana Vahazel Lachorov. Let's say he's intending to sprinkle in front of him. There's a keli over there that's tummy mace in front of him. And somehow, by accident, the sprinkling of the water, goes behind and it hits the keli that's also tummy. So does that keli now become tahar? The answer is no. Or the other way around. lachor v'hizulavanav. He intended to sprinkle the keli behind him, and somehow this little water got splashed and it sprinkled the keli in front of him. Is that good? No, it's not good. Hazasa pasula. It's possible. Why is it possible? No kavana. No kavana for that. But lefanav v'hiz al tzad in shabafanav. But what if he's sprinkling in front of you and you also happen to sprinkle the keli that are on the sides? And as long as they're not behind you, that we say has also kashera. That we say it's kasher. Why? Because it's included in your kavana, because it's not behind you. So what do you see? That the side is good, is counted as if it is also in front. Very good. Here we go. Amar Rava. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna. Rava Bar Rav Huna says, one second. Yeah. Rava Bar Rav Huna says, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah. Once you open up a Sefer Torah to start leaning, so machlok is how open it has to be. Was the bracha already made? Halacha lemaisa. Was the bracha already made? Was the bracha not made yet? Was the Torah just open? Was the cover taken off? Whatever stage you want to say. Aser lesaper. It's aser to speak. Afilu bedvar halacha. Even learning. Shenemar ubepischo amdu kol ha'am. The whole nation was standing there. Ve'ein amida elashtika. And amida means silence. How do you know? Shenemar ve'hochalti ki lo yedabru ki amdu v'lo anu. They stood there, Eov's friends, and they didn't say a word. Right? Amdu means that they didn't say a word. They were quiet. V'lo anu, they didn't answer back. V'lo anu od. Rebzeira amar revchizta mehacha different pasuk ve'azne kol ha'am el sefer ha'torah. Okay? What's this doing here? Not so clear what it's doing here. Some say because Amr of Zera, Amr of Chista. Some say it's the same person. Some say since we're discussing in Yonim of Birchas Kahanim and Sefer Torah, a lot of the halachas are similar. Not a lot of Torah during Birchas Kahanim either. And on other days, we're going to get back to Hilchas Sefer Torah. It's like it's one daf about Torah / Birchas Kahanim. So that's what it's doing here. So the problem is, not the problem, the kasha is, there's a Gemara in Brachas where Rav Sheshes, during laning, took a sefer, turned aside from the Balkore. He turned aside from the Balkore, and he said as follows. He said, they're doing their business, and I'm going to do my business. They're going to lane, and I'm going to learn. Second, Rav Sheshes say that. Gemara says, you're not allowed to. So we have 9 answers to that question. And through these 9 answers, we're going to get an understanding of, well, don't worry, we have 15 answers for a different question in a few minutes. That's one of the answers. Tosfos here says, that the problem was only with facing the Torah. Turning away is okay. When the Gemara says, it's bizarre, your mouth, the Torah is open, and you're learning. No, but if you turn aside, it's okay. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos has to give a different answer. He says, well, Sheshes was blind. So he was putter from Kriyas HaTorah. He was a blind person. He's putter from Kriyas, that's a discussion in itself. But he wasn't putter from Talmud Torah, or if he wasn't, he was doing it anyway. But from Kriyas HaTorah, he was putter. That's another answer. The Rebbeinu Chananel says that Rav Sheshes was Taru Nasso. So if Taru is Mub Nasso, you're putter from laning. Right? No one's in that category anymore today.
So Kriyas HaTorah is on the
See, but right, I didn't hear anyone who said that. But that's true. But the Rav Sheshes, he was Tarum Nasso. Not to learn, he doesn't have to listen to laning. His whole life is laning. So he was learning. Next, Tosfos and Brachos answers. The only problem was to do it loud, to learn loud. But Rav Sheshes was learning quietly. That's Tosfos answers and Brachos. Shmuel Hilchot says, wait a minute, that answers the other people. What about himself? What's the hetter for himself? Right? So the Bir Halacha in Kuf Mem Vav, it says that he knows that that's a question, and he says that we have to say, Kuf Mem Vav, by the way, is Hilchas, it's called Shalola Daber B'Shat HaKriya. It gets its own simon. Well, don't worry, we're going to get to the Gavra L'Gavra. You didn't think I would give the daf and not mention that. The Mishnah Brewer tries to say that he says that the heter for Sheshes here was to answer the Shavuot Halakha's question. So he's learning quietly. It's a big deal. His Torah is still open, still blaming. He says, no, Sheshes was already Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. He already heard it earlier in the morning. He by Hashkama Minyan. And he was sitting there because he's giving a drasha later. So then you're allowed to learn quietly. So what's the chiddush of that? But you're not allowed to disturb someone else. As Kavanah Torah. So even though there's Kavanah Torah, even though there's laning going on, but if you learned already, if you heard Kriyas Torah already, you're allowed to learn during laning. And that's what Rav Sheshet was doing. And then why did he turn away? Also for Kavanah Torah. You have to say that. But then the Bar Lachas notes that the Mechaber himself says, V'chol zeh ein inyan l'parsha zachar parshas parah. Shehem ba'asara midoraita. As the Mechaber says, v'yesh matirin, some hold, if Torah do not so. All the truths we gave. V'yesh matirin, it's in the Mechaber. V'yesh matirin, l'misha kodim sheniftach sefer Torah. That's going to be one of the answers, if you got there first. I was learning first. I was sitting here learning. Now you decided to show up with a minion and lane. I don't have to stop learning. That's going to be an answer. So the Mechaber brings all this down as possible heters to learn during laning. Then he says, V'likro shnayim mechav echad targum b'shas kriyat Torah. We'll get to that in a minute. That's only, but that's not by Parsha Zachar. So the Berlacha says, "What do you mean? I don't have an answer for that. What do you mean? Rosh Hashanah heard it already. The Mechaber said, but this doesn't apply by Parsha Zachar, which you have to hear. Mashma that you didn't learn. You weren't yotzi leaning yet. And he leaves the Betzar Achiyun. The last words are Betzar Achiyun. It doesn't have an answer to that question. How could Tosfos say you're learning quietly? And Shavuot like it says, what kind of answer is that? Next answer is the Bahag says, also a difficult answer. There are 10 people listening besides you. So there's a tzibur. That's what you're saying, Seth. There's a tzibur that's already listening. They're good guys. I'm a little bit of, you know, I'd rather read those parsha sheets, right? Keeps me quiet. That's how we encourage them. You have to choose your battles. And Rabbi Yonah says, it's Rabbi Yonah's pshat. If you're learning Torah before they got there. I was learning by myself. Now you show up with a minion and a Torah. I don't have to stop. That's Rabbi Yonah. Tosva Shan says, unbelievable. This is the Rav Sheshet argues on this Gemara. Rav Sheshet holds you allowed. But we don't hold like Rav Sheshet. And the last one, the Kolbo says an unbelievable answer. The Kolbo says in the olden days, the only people that made a bracha on an aliyah was the first guy and the last guy. So the Gemara here holds, how could you learn during laning? Maybe they're going to call you up for an aliyah. And if they call you up for an aliyah, by you learning, you are masik. So you have to be quiet. Maybe they're going to call you up. So Rav Sheshet didn't hold like that. Rav Sheshet held that, no, like we do today, everybody gets their own aliyah. So, yeah, putting aside the bizarre and talking, it's not right. Not a hesek.
Yeah. Would say that that's the reason.
What? Yeah. Someone says that. Someone has a tie on that on the Kolbo, but that would have been the reason, right? But that's what the Kolbo says, and the Kehilas Yaakov, it's not the Stipler, it's the Mishkanos Yaakov. He says that Rav Sheshet only turned away during the Targum portion. Right, in the olden days, they used to translate each pasuk b'Targum, so that's for the Amoratim. That's why they do that, right? People didn't know how to read Hebrew, but Aramaic was, it's like, imagine doing it in English. That would make sense. People don't know what the Pesukim are talking about, especially these difficult parshas. So you have a guy translating it in the vernacular that everyone could understand. So Rav Sheshet didn't need that. Rav Sheshet knew Hebrew, so he was able to learn during those few seconds. And over the whole parsha, it adds up. That's what the Mishkanos Yaakov says. So according to that, then why did he turn away? It's not an issue of bizarre. Why did he turn away? It's a kasha. Well, the halacha is, of course, that there is no learning during Kriyas HaTorah. It's a black and white. Not only is it a sif in Shulchan Aruch, it's a simen. Simen is about Dibor. The question does come up about Begavra Lagavra. So during Begavra Lagavra, are you allowed to talk? The answer is you're not allowed to talk. No one disputes that. No one says you're allowed to talk to Begavra Lagavra. The question is, are you allowed to learn Begavra Lagavra? That's a machlokas. That's a machlokas between the Divrei Chamudos, who says no learning during Ben Gavra Lagavra, and the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah, where people are makel, especially the Magen Avraham says, if you have long Mishnah Berachs, you can have like 20 minutes during of Mishnah Berachs every Shabbat. That's a lot of time that you really could gain. The reason why the Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can't talk Ben Gavra Lagavra, because you're gonna continue the conversation into laning. That's what the Rabbeinu, so the Eliyahu Rabbah says, the Rabbeinu Yonah would never say that by learning. You're gonna it's theoretically possible, but unlikely. So therefore, that's why the machloket starts by Ikar Adin. There's something wrong with talking megavah legavra, but we all know it's true. It's not. You don't need to be a makubal to know that when you have a conversation megavah legavra, it's going to stretch into laning. That's true. Learning, you have a teirim, right? One of those, maybe it's one of those places where the Beit Halevi was meiko, right? You can learn during megavah legavra. Yeah. Right. Exactly. All of a sudden, everybody's such a master when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, right? Yeah. We're going to get to that on Amid Beis. We're going to get to that. It's also today. Yeah. There is one time that when you were allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah, and that's to Mav Sedra. That's the black and white mechaber. If you want to be Mav Sedra, reading along quietly with the Balkore to get your Shnayim Mikra V'Chatagram, that's fine. That you could do. No one disputes that. It's not a problem with that. That's okay. What? You have to go at that pace. Exactly. But look, that also saves time. If you're so pressed for time, such a masmid, you don't time to be mad, right? So then you could do it during Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, next. V'amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Kol Kohen shalom notal yadav lo yises kapav. Any Kohen who doesn't wash until Sidayim cannot duchen. What until Sidayim is this? Is this the same one that you wash the hands for Shachris in the morning, or is it a second time? So today we hold it the second time. That was a machlokas in the Gemara in the Rishonim over here. Rashi says lifnei olaso leduchen, which is mashma a second time. It's a second time. Others argued. I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, when the people duchen every day, they still wash their hands again during Chazaras Shabbos. They do, right? They do. It's not just on Shabbos, right? Not just on Yom Tov. They do. Right? That's how I believe. I don't think anyone says different. Today, even though in the Rishonim it's a whole tumult, in the Rishonim, if you can pata your Mithilas Adayim with what you wash before davening. But Rashi clearly says it, and that's how he passed it clearly. Now, next. Shenemar, Su'u Yedechem Kodesh, Yubarchu Es Hashem. That's difficult, because that pasuk has nothing to do with Berachas Kahanim. And it has nothing to do with Kahanim. So, difficult. And it has nothing to do with Mithilas Adayim. It loses in all three counts. How that pasuk is a makar for the Tilas Adayim before Berachas Kahanim needs a beer. Next, Shaul Talmidim v'Sir Belozim and Shemua. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar and Shemua, "Bameha rachta yamim? With what did you do?" Well, "Bameha rachta yamim" is a loaded question. Rashi says it means, "Ezes chus biyodecha sharachta yamim." What's a chus did you have that you live long life? What's a chus is that? We had this Gemara in Masechta Megillah. The whole bunch of Amoraim Tanoim, we asked, what merit, that's what Rashi holds, what merit did you do to have long life? The Tosfos Shan says, it's what midos did you have to acquire long life? Not so different. Sefer Chassidim says something very cool. He says, it's in Simen Reish Yud. Im ra'isa Talmud Chacham Shehayrich Yamim. If you see a Talmud Chacham with long life, da'alacha, you should know, shehosef digdukim al chaveiro. He added on digdukim, find the fine points, right? The things that people look over. Al chaveru devarim she'enam ksuvim b'Torah, not in the Torah. Shahari b'firish amru b'mesechus Megillah, and we have it in Sota here. B'meha rachta yamim ve'ein shem davar echad min haTorah. Nothing in there is in the Torah. Ella digduke shel svara she'enam shel Torah. It's all going above and beyond. All these about going above and beyond. So what are they? They are, he said, three things. One, Amalehen, miyamai lo asisi beis hakneses kapadaria. I never made a beis hakneses into a shortcut. Right? Even if, the Mepharshim say, I could have. For example, the path was there first. If the path was there first, halacha is, you're allowed to use it for a shortcut. It was there first. Or, you went in with the kavana not to make it into a shortcut. Now you change your mind. Now you're allowed to do that. Or, another thing, another reason why it's mutter. What was the other time it could be mutter to make it into a shortcut? If you go in there for another reason, right? That's similar to what I write. Or if it could be right that maybe back then the halacha only applied by the Beis Hamikdash. He was mamach for shul. Okay, Rabbi Leibowitz. I met Rabbi Leibowitz a Ma'ariv last night. He told me Rabbi Nechemia Kornitzer. The Kornitzer says, you know what this means? That I never used one shteller as a stepping stone for another one. That's what he said it means. Al Pidrash. Okay, that's one. Next.
What?
He said, I never did it. I could have. The path was there first. What? One, that, this, so he's what he's saying about himself. How did he know? I don't know. That's what the Chemi Kornitzer says. It doesn't mean that how did you merit long life. He says, Harachta Yamin means influence. Why are we going to talk about you in 100 years? Why are we still going to talk about you? So I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the things I did. That's number one. Number two, V'lo pisati al roshi am kodesh. I didn't walk over the heads of my am kodesh. Rashi explains that if the Talmidim are sitting on the floor, listen, waiting for the shir, it's a big lecture hall, and everybody's sitting on the floor, and you're going to walk up to the podium to give a drasha, then it looks like you're stepping on their heads. It looks like you're stepping on their heads. He never did that. Either he came in from the front entrance, or he was there first. He never wanted to do that. Something in the back over here, which I always wondered about it, he says it's from the Sefer Imre Shammai. I don't know who that is. Imroi lihimana mila'avor me'al adam. Can you walk over a person? So we all think it's a al pi kabbalah, right? It's a wives' tale. Listen to this. Hevi masha amar belazer b'shol pesati al roshi am kodesh. Right, I never did that. Bimakar leminog shlo la'avor me'al adam yoshev o shochev. That you don't walk over people that are lying or sitting. Right, my grandmother never would. If you kids are playing on the floor and you walked over, they make you walk back. Right? Everybody knows that, right? A lot of people have such a thing. Ulam. This one you're not going to like. B'sefer She'elus Rav. That's what Chaim Kanievsky? Kosav Baal Derech Emuna Shu Minag Noshim. It's a Minag Noshim. Right? It's a wise tale. There is no Makar. Yeah? But there are people that are very, very, very fierce not to do it. The people my we never did it. Yeah?
I don't know. I'm not a Bucky. It's hard enough. But when he says Minag Noshim.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't.
It is anything that Chazal say is kashrul shikha.
Yeah.
Doesn't apply to nashim.
Uh huh. Interesting. So it could be only.
So it could be that it's a thing that's like an opposite to it.
So it's not necessarily something without a makar.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily just an old something the women dreamed up.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. No. Good. I always think there's always a makar somewhere. Things usually. Yeah, there are a few times where the post can say this is a minhag shtus or a minhag without a makar. Very rare. Very rare. Most of the time you have a makar. What? Women are getting a bad rap again. Yeah. It's an old story. Next. The last one. Below nasasi kafi below bracha. I never made a bracha. I never duchened. Rashi says he was a Kohen. I never duchened without making a bracha. Always made a bracha. Right? The kasha is... He always has to make a bracha. Yeah. Well, that's the godless of him. He never duchen without making a bracha, right? What's the big deal? Every kohen has to make a bracha, and every mitzvah has to make a bracha, right? So there are 15 answers to this question. Okay. Here we go. Number one, the Ritva says enachinami, but now you see the segula of a bracha. Of course, you have to make a bracha, but you see what it does for you. What a segula that is. It gives you, that's a real segula, right? The Meiri says it wasn't the regular bracha. It was the Yehi Ratzon that we're going to see in a minute that the Kahanim used to say. Maybe they still say it after duchening. Like hopefully, you know, that these brachas should be mekubal. He took it upon himself never to forget that, always to say it. That's the Meiri because it engenders ahava in Klal Yisrael. The Maharam Ben Chabib says that the Levush has a suffik. If a Kohen make duchens a second time during the day, does he make a bracha? I believe Kahanim say they do that. If they're walking down the street and a shul needs them, they do duchen, and they do make a bracha. But the levush has a suffik about it. So Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel were saying, I never put myself into that suffik. I never duchen the second time. So who asked it? The Ginas Vradim says, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. He didn't want to be Mekayin in the mitzvah of duchening for a shul because of suffik brachas? That's not a maila. That's not a maila at all. So he says that's not a good. He doesn't understand that pshat at all. He has a different pshat. He says that especially in the olden days when maybe not. He looked puzzled.
No.
In other words, another tefillah. He was walking home and late minyan. Can you Rabbi Elazar Shavua come in? We need you for a duchening. No, I'm not going to do it. I don't know if I should make a bracha or not. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a second minion. He never put himself into the suffix by a second minion. So the Ginsburg says, what kind of answer is that?
We have discussion whether a coin could lead the brocha second.
Yeah, but we have a question about Tosef.
Right?
We're going to get to Baltosef in a minute. Don't worry. Baltosef is on today's agenda. The gives his own pshat. He says, you know why? You know what the pshat is over here? He was always the first one at the duchen. He was always the first one there. So the first one, maybe in the olden days, not every kohen knew how to make a bracha. They would be relying on others. He never did that. He was always the first one up there. So I'm here already. I'll make the bracha first. That's what he says. Number five. The Marsha says, listen to this one. And the Rav Moshe explains to Marsha that he felt that he didn't have to make a bracha at all. There's no bracha on Birchas Kahanim. You know why? Because that's, we're going to answer that one also. Because the Marsha says it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. Why is it a Hechsher Mitzvah? Because the Kohen has no power to deliver those brachas. Only Hashem can do it. So all you're doing is getting Hashem to get... You don't make a bracha on a Hechsher Mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef Shua passed, it's not a Hechsher Mitzvah. That's not a good Svara. It's a nice Havamina. It's not a Maskana. So he was. Some of them are going to say, he's the one who decided you really should make a bracha. There could have been other svaras out there. Why not to? He was like koveya. No, there is a bracha here. What? Okay, I don't know if Marsha helps from that. That's that. The Karen Orr says that normally you don't make brachas on a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on Berachas Hamazon. I'm sorry, you don't make a bracha on a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a bracha. Right, you don't make a bracha on benching. You just bench. So you're making a bracha on a bracha? The answer is yes. Make a bracha on a bracha. That was a big chiddush on his part. And for that, the fact that he was misaking that, he came up with that, he got long life. That's the Karen Ora. The Gra says that similar idea. The Berachas Kahanim didn't need a bracha either for a few of these reasons. Either because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah or because it's a bracha on a bracha. He said, the Masas Mordechai said it's a mitzvah made of the Lachaveiro. You don't make a bracha on the Lachaveiro, but nevertheless, he made a bracha anyway. Similar idea. The Rif says that why he added in the words b'ktushaso shel Aaron. For that reason, he got Harichas Yom. That's what he did. Turi Evan says that again, similar idea that he was koveya it as a bracha l'doros, not just even his life. He was one who was besaking. There's a lot of reasons out there, a lot of svaras why there should be no bracha. No, we're going to have a bracha. Rav Moshe himself says that he never relied on anyone else to be motzi him, which they used to do maybe in those days. Not every kohen would make the bracha themselves, they could be motzi, so he never relied on that, he always made the bracha himself. The Tver Tzion says, the bracha here, this is a Musaf art, the bracha was to thank Hashem for the opportunity to do the mitzvah. It's a separate bracha, not the bracha of Berachas Kahanim. The Mechas Karevit says, the bracha was an Al Tilas Yadayim, meaning Rashi's right. You make a separate Alon Tilas Yudayim when you go Duchen. You don't rely on the one in the morning. That's what he says. The Mechashver gives another pshat, which is he used Mithaki in the word, or he never forgot the word Ahava, which we're going to get to in a minute. And the Yalka Kershuni says that whenever you give a bracha to your fellow, you also have to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's based on some Zohar. So that's what it was. And the last one, the Netziv says, also a difficult answer, he never daven for the Amid. So he never put himself in the position of not having to make the bracha, because if you're a Kohen and daven for the Amid, what do you do? He never went to that. He always refused daven Musaf. He never went down that road, never daven for the Amid, even in Eretz Yisrael and Shachris, he never had that problem. Okay, next. What? No. So I saw one shot about the shortcut. Because he never took shortcuts in life. Right? I'll save myself a few seconds because I'll go through the shul. Kavanah shul was greater than the few. So for that you get long life. That's mamash mida keneged mida. The other two I don't know. Like what's the what? No. Someone said that. Who? Who said that? Yeah, the mida keneged mida. Who said that? It was the Ein Yaakov says that. The Ein Yaakov says that. Right. The cover was greater than the few seconds he's saving, so he gets more seconds in life. That's Ein Yaakov. Okay, next. Amar of Chista, Mayim of Arech, so what bracha? Amar of Zera, Amar of Chista, Asher Kedashan, Ritosav, Shal Aaron, Vitzivon, Levarach, Es Amo Yisrael, Ba'ahava. Why be Ahava? So two answers. First of all, the Be'er Sheva says, because when you're Malay with Ahava, the bracha has much more of a chance of being effective. And the Magen Avraham, there's a Zohar that says that if you're not Merutzah to the Kahal, and the Kahal doesn't have any Ahava for you, don't Duchen. Right? So therefore, you say, but Ahava, hopefully we have a, hopefully it's a mutual, hopefully we'll get along. Ki akar kare, when this pashup shot, when the Kohen leaves his spot during Chazaras HaShatz to get ready to go Duchen. That's what it means. He's sitting there, standing there, and by Ritzei, wherever they go up, whenever they start, my Omar, what does he say? This is what some said the bracha was. There should be no michshol or avon. Right? No michshol and no avon. What michshol or avon are we referring to? Right? What michshol or avon, what are we talking about? So a few answers. First of all, about the, what we said before about the Zohar with the Ahava, the Minchas Karev says that there's a drasha that when we say Uvrecha Hashem, we're referring to mamon. Whenever you have money, you have whenever people get money, they have all sorts of issues. I don't want any of his taivis or any of his, the way he spends his money should be my fault. Or the Ivich just push it that when you die, when you say the bracha, the lashon should be clear, the bracha should be clear, and there should be no mishaps. And when he turned away his head from the tzibur, meaning when he would, then he would, they would turn around. Then the kohanim turn around. So my Omar, what does he say then? So ad berei Rav Chista l'Rav Ukva, Rav Chista convinced Rav Ukva that what you say is Rabbono shel Olam asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. We did what the gzera that you decreed on us. In other words, we did our half of the bargain. We duchened. Asay imanu mashe hitavtivtavtivtavtchanu. You do what you promised to do. Hashkif from among kachacham and hashemayim. Right, look down from your heavenly abode and give the brachas that we just gave. Here comes the question: isn't that baltosef? Aren't you adding another bracha? You're adding a bracha here, right? So one shot. It's not a bracha. It's a tefillah, right? The Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's only baltosef if the kahanim are still facing the Am. Here they've already turned. They've turned back around. They're no longer facing the Am. So if they're no longer facing the Am, they're allowed to say this bracha / tefillah. That's what the Shulchan. The Bir Halacha agrees with that answer, but you see, the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Ayavit says the Rambam has to hold that it's not a bracha. Otherwise, how are we going to get out of that? The Har Tzvi has a suffix, and this is the Halacha L'maaseh suffix, which we all do this, but the Har Tzvi has a suffix. Why is it that you can make this bracha? Is it because Berachas Kahanim is now over? Because once they turn around, it's now over? So now that it's over, there's no longer bracha. What about later on in the day, a Kohen's going to say, Shalom Aleichem, oh, you should have a bracha, you should have a lot of children. Is that an issue about Tosef? The answer is, of course not. Why? Because Berachas Kahanim is over. It's only in the context of Berachas Kahanim. If he's in the sukkah today, it's not baltosef. Right? It's only in the context of Berachas Kahanim. So is that the pshat? This bracha is okay because it stops? Or because the Kohen is no longer giving brachas? Is that the pshat? Not that it's over, but he's no longer doing it. The nafgamina would be, can you say shkayach? Because when you say shkayach, he's going to say back baruch tia. So if you say that the Kohen is no longer giving brachas at all, in other words, brachas is over. It's over now. So when you say shkayach, thank you kahanim, and then they answer back baruch tia, it's not bal tosef. Because it's over. It's like saying baruch tia later on in the day. You go for lunch, can you please pass the salt? Shkayach. Oh, baruch tia. That's okay. But if you say that the Kohen just not giving brachas anymore, but he's still up there, why they stay up there? We're going to say that in a few minutes. What are they doing up there? Why don't they go back to their seats? So we're going to have reasons. So now when they say shkayach and they say baruch tia, that could be a problem of bal tosef. That's the suffix. I think most people are mekel. Most people are mekel. They say everyone yells out shkayach kahanim. So I don't know. The kahanim answer? They do answer, right? So maybe that's when we're vire that suffix. The baruch kahanim is over now. We've already said. The chazan has finished Sim Shalom. Everyone says Amen. Nobody says Shkoy Chanam during Chazaras HaShach. So when after, right, then they say Kaddish, then everyone yells out. So it's over. Or you could say it's not over. They're still there. So that's the suffer that he had. That all basically comes out of this Gemara. Yeah?
How can they cancel? Why can't they face the call the whole time?
Why do they? Because they want to demonstrate it's over. Right, why do they do that? I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have in a minute. Amar of Chitzta. Maybe this will answer your question. Ein kahanim reshayim lakuf kishri etzbosehen. The kahanim should not, Rashi says, put your hands back to regular, we'll finish. Put your hands back to regular regular position. We know that the Birchas Kahanim, when the Kahanim Duchin, they have their hands shaped in a certain way. Why are they shaped that way? Further, the Rambam mentions none of this. The Rambam doesn't mention any of this. But, why are the hands shaped in a certain way? I'm only looking at him because he's a Kohen. Why do they shape their hands in a certain way? So I'll pee Kabbalah, or I'll pee... the reason why we do it is because it's two reasons. One is the measure, the Torah says, it's an allusion to Meitzitz Mein HaCharakim, that Hashem appears to us through the cracks. So we put our fingers like cracks. The Kohen put their fingers like cracks. So that's how Hashem looks at us. Only on Pesach night do we go outside and the roof is removed. And then we're mamash under His protection. Otherwise, it's always like peering through the cracks, like we say by Kiddush Levana. Or the Mechaber himself says, I don't know, there's a pasuk there, that you have five spaces. If you have five spaces, if in between the two fingers, in between the thumb is two. On one hand, it's two, and then the connecting space between the two fingers is five. Right? So that's why you have five. What's the magic number of five? The Mechaber says, the Mishnah quotes some pasuk with the word hey in it, that it's some pasuk about five. You can look it up over there in Hilchos Berachos Kahanim. The Kaf HaChaim says, you have five in each hand. Does anyone do that? They don't have the hands open, the fingers all open, so that you have five spaces on each hand. I don't know if maybe some Sfaradim do that. The Kaf HaChaim says to do that. So anyway, Amar Chista, Ein Hakadim Mashal HaKobah Yisrael Yisrael Ad Shiachtu Pneim in a Tzibur. They don't do that until they turn back from the Tzibur. Right, you're talking about going to the Tzibur. I don't know. The Chazan can't yell at Kohanim ad sheyichla amen pi tzibur, until amen has already been recited by the tzibur. Then a Kohanim reshayim lahaskil bebracha, they can't start the bracha of the Kohanim ad sheyichla dibur bipi hakorei, until they hear the bakorei yell out Kohanim. The ein hatzibur reshayim laanos amen, and nobody answers amen ad sheyichla bracha mipi hakohanim, until they hear the bracha from the Kohanim. A lot of this is pashut. That's what I told you. We'll finish. The ena kahanim rishoyin lahatzchil bebracha acheres. The kahanim can't start the next word, the next bracha, ad shetiychla amen piatzibor, until they hear the amen on the first one. The amar of zera, amar of chista. Ena kahanim rishoyin lachzer pneim and atzibor. They can't turn around ad shiaschil shliach tzibor besim shalom, until the shliach tzibor starts sim shalom. Why do they stay there? Why do the kahanim stay there? So there's two reasons. One, because we want the Amen of Sim Shalom to also be Kolel, the Berachas Kahanim, and it's the best way to do that is if they're there. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, because just like the Kahanim, by Aaron HaKohen especially, didn't go home until the Avodah was done, the Kahanim don't leave until the Shemoneh Esrei is done. It's like a little bit of a slap in the face. I'm done, I'm going to go home now. No, they wait until the end of Shliach Tzibur, just like Aaron HaKohen waited also until the end of the Avodah. Right, the Gemara says it. They don't go back to their seats until Sim Shalom is done. Again, they don't say the Amen on that until the Chazan finishes it. When someone's leaning, they don't begin leaning until everyone says Amen. And again, there's no targum. The guy doesn't start translating that pasuk until the balkori finishes reading that pasuk. And the balkori cannot continue the next pasuk until the first pasuk is finished. Next. No, we didn't discuss that at all. Someone asked me about that. I don't know. Because I'm not a Kohen, so I'm not into Birchas Kahanim so much, and I don't know what the issue about the Duchen, the platform. Maybe it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the Psukim that nobody says in between Birchas Kahanim. That's tomorrow. What are they doing there? Nobody says them. Not supposed to. It's a whole big hack. It's either the Gemara. But they're there. But they're in the Siddur. So for some reason they're in the Siddur, right? I don't know why they're in the Siddur if nobody says them. I don't know. I'll ask my question about the Yiratzon in a minute, if we have a minute. Ribono Shel Olam, that we say about the dreams, if we have time. Amar Rabbi Tanchama Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Hamafter Ben Novi, if someone who's master Navi, Tzarek Shiikra Batorah Tchila. You have to first get an aliyah for part of the Torah, which is why we give out Maftir. The guy who gets Maftir has to read part of the Torah before the Haftorah. Why? Because we don't want to show that the Haftorah is as chashav as the Torah. So someone gets aliyah from the Torah, someone gets aliyah on Navi. No. We give him an aliyah on the Torah also. That's why. The Maftir can't start Haftorah until the Galila is done. Now, does that mean until it's done or until it starts? So that's a machlokis, but the Machaber says until it's done. What about the brachas? Can you start the brachas? That's another machlokis. So can you at least start the brachas while Galila is being done? That's a machlokis. Why? What's the reason for this rule? So Rashi here says because the guy who's doing Galila is not gonna listen to the Haftorah. So what does that say about the brachas? Unclear. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that the Yehi Ratzon is on Monday and Thursday, that you can say during Galila. That's what he says. Because all he says only a minug, which is why that's what we do here. That we do say while Galila is going on, but Haftorah we wait. What? Maybe it's more of a minug, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It says the Yehi Ratzon is on Monday and Thursday, that you can do during Galila, but the Haftorah you should wait. I think we wait for the brachas also here, by Galila. We don't even start the brachas during Galila. Wait till everything's Galila, then we start the brachas. Can't go wrong by doing that. Just more time. Some say Kavod HaTorah. It's a bazillion. Some say that. Rashi says because the guy's not going to listen. In the olden days, when they didn't have anywhere to daven, so they would daven in some house, and the Torah wouldn't be there. It would be in a different house, and it was guarded. They'd bring the Torah over. So the word teva here means the bima. They would decorate the bima. They would decorate the bima, make it beautiful for laning. So what he's saying over here is then when they would bring the Torah back to the other house, they wouldn't undecorate the bima now. Because why are you waiting? It's a tircha de tzibura. Bring the Torah back. Let everyone leave, because people can't leave till the Torah leaves, which we're going to say in a minute. And then undecorate the bima. That's a tircha. Right? You can't, no one can leave until the Torah is out of the room. So why are you going to undo the bima now? You're just going to make people sit there longer. So don't do that. Shmuel Amar Ad Shiyete. Shmuel says no until they leave. And the Gemara says, "V'lo pligi, there's no machlokes. If there's another, and you know, if there are two entrances, then you can walk out of the other entrance. It's not a bazaar for the Torah. But hadaleka pitzchachrina, there isn't another entrance. Amar Rabba Barahina asked Brali, Barahina told me, Achre Hashem alokechem teleichu. After Hashem, you should go. In other words, you can't leave until the Torah leaves, and therefore they have to sit there. So don't waste more time undoing the bima. Take the Torah out, let everybody leave, and then undo the bima later." Now, when the Kahanim are about to bless the people, what do the people say? This is not those psukim. This is before duchening. Right? We say v'serav, right? So Amarav Zera Amarav Chista Baruch Hashem Alachav Gibore Koach Baruch Hashem Kol Tzivakav Mishar Sav Osei Ritono Baruch Hashem Kol Masav B'chol Makomos Memshalto Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem. Now, we Musafer Dishav Sav Mahim Omrim on Musaf when it's duchening again, so we want to say something else. What do we say? Amarav Asi Sharmal Tini Baruch Hashem Kol De Hashem Sudechem Kodesh Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Matin Shachinim Shalim Haluka. Why don't you say that pasuk which is in that capital? So the Gemara says, no, it's dealing with the same topic. So Amar of Yehuda, once we start off saying the brachas of Hashem, we keep it up. And that's why the brachas are slightly out of order. What about mincha on a tayas when we duchen again? Why don't we duchen every mincha? Yesterday, yes, yesterday. Rashi says, because in the afternoon they used to drink, and there was a shayla of shichras. Being drunk. No duchening ever by mincha. That's the reason. But in a tainus, that obviously doesn't apply. And that's why in a tainus they would have duchening. Tosfos says, no, but we made a gzeira. No duchening on a tainus by mincha atu every day. And Tosfos said, this Gemara argues with that other Gemara that said that. My Amri, what would they say? Amr Vacha Bar Yaakov, Im Avonenu Anu Banu, Asei Ima Hashem, Asei Laman Shemecha, Mikvi Yisrael Moshio, Be'eis Tzara, Lomatiyah Ki Ger Ba'aret, Lomatiyah Be'ish Nidham, Ki Gibur Lo Yochol Lehoshia. We'll stop here. You should just note that every time the Oilin said something, there was always three psukim, which is an allusion to the three psukim of Berachas Kahanim. Right? And then you can go into how each one of these corresponds to each one of those. That's a whole, right? What And just end off with my question. We say Ribono Shel Olam, we say it twice every time we duchen, except on Shabbos. This is a personal bakasha. We say it twice. Hashem, my dreams should be, make my dreams good. Turn all the bad into good. And we list a whole bunch of people, like you saved Miriam, and you saved this one, and you saved that one. And in the list is Naaman Mitza'aroso. Save me like you saved Naaman Mitza'aroso. Naaman was a goy. Now, I understand he was a chash of a person, and he has a story about him in Tanakh. Why are we mentioning him? I have not heard a good answer. It's not in the tour. The tour has a list of, he's not in there. He's a later addition. He's not in the Gemara. He's not in the Gemara. The Gemara has that Ribono Shel Olam in Brachas. He's not in that list. He's a later addition. I don't know why. I didn't say he made a huge Kiddush Hashem. He's the only guy that ever made a Kiddush Hashem. I don't know. It's a question that I've always been bothered with.
Did he convert?
He did not convert. He did not convert. He was a Ger Toshov. He did not. He was a Ger Tzedek. I'm sorry. A goy Tzedek. Whatever you call that. Shevi Mitzvos Bnei Noach goy. A Noachite. He did not convert. He did not convert. Yes, there are milos to him. 100%. It's a question. Like, why of all people, why him? All right. We will pick up again tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.